Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a NEC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.
Dave Schumann here with Rick Saratella, the Sports Tech Guys, episode 18. We got a great special guest today, Joe LaRocque, or LaRocque, I guess you might say, from Rock Solid Sports. They do innovative technology in the helmet space, but not the helmet space that you think about, the helmet space with respect to like 7-on-7 camps and showcases and rugby. So we'll talk to him soon. We got my co-host Rick Saratella live and in person and back for episode 18. I think Rick subtitled this Pokemon Kills as well. So yes, we got subtitled Pokemon Kills after, for those of you who don't know that, and those of you, because I'm not on Facebook Live today because one of my devices is dead, so we're just on Periscope. So if you want to give thumbs up to this, Pokemon Kills, two guys fell off a cliff as they were chasing down imaginary characters that aren't real, and another one crashed his truck into a pole or a tree. Chasing imaginary characters that aren't real, people. These are not real characters. So it's not worth taking your life into your hands just to get a Pokemon. Just to get a Pokemon. Unless someone is paying you some real paper, you don't got to chase the Pokemon till you're dead. Rick, any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's scary because are we to the point where this is just the norm? Like, you see the headline and you just keep on scrolling because it's not a big deal. It's pretty crazy to think, but, you know, I am happy to report I am driving and I am not playing Pokemon Go, but I think, you know, the old adage where any publicity is good publicity, even though people are dying. This is just going to make people scramble more and more to come up with the next augmented reality game where it becomes a sensation. And I think as much as I hate to say this, the fact that people are dying playing this game just adds to the sensationalism and the popularity of it.
There's no doubt that it will only increase the popularity of it. And as you know, I said yesterday when we were talking VR and mixed reality, and then we were talking a bunch of things yesterday, and it's the beginning of a revolution. And Pokemon is the Atari phase, you know, the Atari Pong phase of this revolution. And in any kind of technology, the American Revolution, the early stages, there's a lot of bloodshed. So, unfortunately, you know, we have some people taking some things too far. So, and then, you know, on a note, I do want to say that, you know, I don't know if you saw last night the news of the Steel Day in France. Terrible attack on those people there with a car and a truck. And my political take, real quick, and we don't ever get into politics on here, but as American citizens, we got to be awakened to what's going on in this world and start to take action to protect ourselves and not allow our leaders to not protect us. So that's all I'll say on that. Today's going to be interesting. We should have Joey on in a second to talk a little bit about Rock Solid Helmets, what they're bringing to the table. Obviously, Without further ado, we have him on right now, and we'll bring him on right here. Joey, Nick Schumann here.
How you doing, bud? Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Welcome, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. Thank you, guys.
You're on the show with the Sports Tech Guys. We started this podcast. This is our 18th episode now, and we've been kind of getting a lot of popularity with it because we cover a lot of things in sports from a technology standpoint, and a lot of stuff that we cover is virtual reality and how that's kind of changing the game and augmented reality. But we also want to cover products as well that are changing the football game or any of the sports out there that have products that are changing. So we wanted to have you on and know about what you're doing. And for the people out there, we stream it live on Periscope, and you know, with my huge Twitter following, it goes out to over 1.6 million people. We'll have over several thousand people viewing it during this Adequate podcast. So tell everybody, you know, what it is your company does and your background and kind of how you got into this space.
Yeah, first and foremost, you know, football is under attack. And everybody's talking about, you know, oh, we need to change the game and we need to, you know, do something so we can preserve the integrity of the game. Well, everybody talks about it. But I'm the guy that's making a tangible difference. And what I've done, I played in the NFL, played for the Bears, played for the Jets. And when I got done, I realized there's a huge void in player safety in non-contact football days, which, you know, as the years go on, become more and more common. And, you know, league and governing bodies that are reducing the amount of time you're allowed to wear pads during the season. They've all out eliminated pads during the off season. So I came in and designed the first ever soft shell protection system, which includes a soft shell helmet with no face mask and a soft shell shoulder pad that you wear kind of like regular shoulder pads, but it's not considered contact equipment and it doesn't make your kids go harder. And what it's done is kind of revolutionized the game from 5-year-old flag kids to the NFL. And right now, you know, some of our key, you know, customers at the NFL level, you know, we're working with the Chicago Bears, the Atlanta Falcons, Minnesota Vikings, Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboys, 49ers, Denver Broncos, Los Angeles Rams. I mean, the list goes on and on and on just at the NFL level. Well, at the college level, you know, we've got Oregon State, we've got Utah, Arizona State, let's see here, Cal. We're finishing up some stuff with Stanford right now. Nebraska, Wisconsin, Florida, Virginia, Maryland. I mean, the list goes on and on at college and professional level. Well, the most impressive thing to me is the impact we've made at the younger level, the flag football and high school football. We're in almost 36 states now. We have about 45,000 athletes wearing our gear. And it's just, you know, you want to talk about a revolution. We are creating a revolution within the football industry from the ground up and from the top down. And people recognize that if the NFL team's changing the way they practice, whether it's off-season training and OTAs and minicamps or during the season, there's no reason to be wearing full gear anymore. When you're wearing our soft shell protection system, you can go out there and have a very competitive, efficient practice at full speed during the week. And what I truly believe is about to happen, and it's already happening in front of my face as the NFL's proving it, the colleges are proving it, that in the near future, all offseason you'll wear soft shells. In training camp, you'll wear, for your two-day practices, you'll wear soft shells in the morning, hard shells in the afternoon. And then during the season, you're going to be wearing soft shell equipment 2 days a week, hard shell 2 days a week, and then obviously you have games on Fridays or Saturdays or Sundays. So it's kind of been an amazing opportunity for us. Our entire staff is built on former NFL players or collegiate football players. And the reason I did that is to, number one, give back to the game. Because you look at what happens in the cycle of a football player's life. The second your football career is over, it's tough. You're lost. You don't know what you're going to do. Your only real skill set is playing football because, you know, like me, I didn't focus on anything other than playing the game of football. So what I've done is I've created a platform for these athletes to jump into business right away and carve out a nice little life for themselves where, you know, they can make great money. They're giving back to the community that built them their lives. And, you know, you're really doing a good thing for the game of football, and you're going to help it grow from the ground level up. So we've kind of we're really, you know, changing the game of football. We're creating a revolution within the game. And, you know, it's kind of exciting to say that I'm the guy that started the whole industry from the ground up.
Very cool. What specifically from a characteristic of the helmet makes your helmet so unique and so safe to use in, you know, non-collision environments?
Well, the number one thing is we're the only one that does a football-specific softshell helmet. That's the coolest part. But number two, you know, the way we brand our stuff. You know, if you look at helmets, they're not designed to stop, like, catastrophic injuries. They're designed to help with surface-level injuries. It's just people got this stigma that if you're wearing a $400 hard helmet, it's going to protect you against everything. But it couldn't be further from the truth. So when you're in the contact level, nobody's protected against anything. You know, anything can happen. Scary stuff happens all the time. And the right way to brand these things is to say, hey, you know, we're going to do our best to add protection, but there's no way of, you know, reducing anything. So in our field, you know, it's very unique because we recognize that there's certain areas that are vulnerable. And when you look at, you pull any type of, you know, high level athlete that plays football, you ask him, hey, have you ever seen a kid get stitches in the side of his head because they went head to head or took an elbow to the side of the head? I will bet, you know, everything on it that at some point in this kid's career, they've either had it happen to themselves or they've seen it happen to their buddies. So our helmet itself addresses the four real big injury prone areas to non-contact football. And it's all incidental, but it's brow line stitches, orbital bone fractures, getting hit in the jaw and hitting the back of your head on the ground. And we beefed up those areas, made our helmet sport specific. So it's addressing those vulnerable areas. And we use a material that, you know, is a high impact rubber. So it can help reduce those stitches, the nicks, cuts and abrasions. Cause we don't want to get into that whole thing where we're saying, hey, we're reducing impact. Cause really, you know, that's not what this helmet's built for. It's built for two reasons: to help with surface level injuries and make kids have a better time playing the game. You know, there is a psychology of a helmet, and, you know, it completes the uniform. So if you're out there wearing shorts and a t-shirt, you know, it's just, you know, it's herding cats out there. But when you put your strap up your soft shell helmet and soft shell shoulder pads, it's time to focus. And you talk about these little kids, you know, go back to when you were a kid and you got that plastic Dallas Cowboys helmet. You automatically, you know, you go in there and you pull dad and say, hey, dad, let's go play catch in the backyard. Well, it's the same concept. If you have a soft shell helmet for a little flag kid, the kid's like immediately like, oh, you know, he's excited to go bring his football helmet and shoulder pads to practice. He feels like one of the boys. So we protect the players and we're enhancing the game. And by doing that, we're hoping that, you know, we can add more players to the flag world, which then will translate into more high school football players, which will then translate to more college and then subsequently professional athletes.
Hey, Joe, Rick here. Welcome to the show and congratulations on being an innovator in this market space, because there have been others now that have, you know, since popped up and kind of created a little niche market. And I can't really speak on the 7-on-7 scene as much as my co-host Dave Schumann can, but I can tell you I have organized some 7-on-7 tournaments in the past, and I'm just curious to know and try to make sense to our listening audience at home. I think it's fantastic. NFL teams and college teams are using this, but how does one who runs a 7-on-7 camp, and you know, the costs of camps have come down so much to try to keep up with the competition. So if I'm charging a kid $40 a player or $200 a team, I know in the past with the soft shell helmets, the difficulty that I've encountered is trying to then incorporate the soft shell helmet because it is very beneficial, but now the cost of my camp doubles. And I'm just curious to know what your response is to that for people out there. I mean, how do you kind of make sense of that to people running youth football camps and running 7-on-7 where, you know, it might not be cost effective and really cuts into their profit margin?
Well, if you want to look at it, you know, anytime anybody's running a business, it's about creating value. And if the value is more than the cost, then somebody's going to buy it. So that being said, you know, how do we get more players to play 7-on-7? How do you get more players to play flag football? Well, you got to have, you know, there's a reason they're playing that. It's because to play tackle is too dangerous to play year-round, or at the flag level, mom and dad just doesn't want them to do it. So what Rock Solid's done is we put a price point that we felt was, you know, conducive to all parties. Now, you know, whether it's our youth helmet, which is a little bit less expensive, or our adult helmet, you know, we set it at a price point where it's really not going to break the bank anywhere. But the most important part about it is it's a one-time purchase. You know, it's not like a hard shell helmet where every 2 years or 1 year you have to get it reconditioned or buy a brand new $400 helmet. We're talking a $45 to $55 price point, and you only have to do it one time. And they're machine washable. The kid can keep them from the time they're 8 years old to the time they hit high school. And most people don't realize it, but, you know, I played in the NFL. I've been a medium helmet since the time I was 8 years old all the way till the time I retired playing for the New York Jets. So when you look at it that way, you know, $45, $55, and you do it one time, you don't have to worry about it again. And, you know, you've got uniforms that cost 30, 40, 50 bucks, and it's a jersey. But we're talking about adding something that's going to actually help with your kids' quality of life. It's going to help them have more fun out there on the field. And I'll tell you one thing. If you want to talk about growing your numbers, like as a director, you don't even need to change your price point. How we've implemented and we've gotten so creative on how we're doing it, we even have a very philanthropic opportunity where we'll donate to less advantaged programs / people. You know, if they truly can't afford it, Rock Solid says, you know what? We don't care. We'll take care of it. So we've done this thing. So we've made it so easy on leagues. They don't have to raise their registration. It's a one-time equipment fee. And, you know, at the end of the day, you only have to do it one time. And so we've done it this way, and our customer base at the flag level has grown exponentially. We partnered with Pylon, which is the biggest 7-on-7 platform in the country, as far as just 7-on-7. And every single kid wore it. And, you know, we've come up with creative solutions with certain leagues on how to make this thing happen. So there are definitely ways. In the beginning, it was, you know, a $75 helmet. We understood that couldn't work, and only the groups that had a good budget could take care of it. But now we've gotten to the point where we're not just trying to make a buck. We're trying to change the game. And the only way you can do that is get it at a price point where anyone can afford it, and then, you know, put your money where your mouth is. And if there's families that truly can't afford it, we sponsor them. And it's something that I felt was very important to, you know, growing the business, changing the culture in football. And we've done a good job with it, and that's how we went from, you know, we added another 40,000 participants that wear our gear this last year.
A quick question it's pretty amazing. About the helmet and the shoulder pads and the usage in lower contact levels on, let's say, introducing tackling, like the rugby tackling, which is becoming like the rave at the high school level, where guys are starting, and probably the youth level, where they implement. And Rick, just so you know, tackling isn't like the way that we are used to it.
No,
when
it's
we
not.
Play. They've changed it where they're starting to change it where the rugby tackle, which is tackling on the inside hip and rolling, almost like a double leg takedown, if you think about it in wrestling, but. Are teams using that? Is that allowing them to introduce stuff like tackling, which has a, you know, not going full speed, but be able to teach the game a little bit better to get closer to a simulation environment without having to have the same contact?
Absolutely. So, you know, what's really cool is Huddle did this thing with Pete Carroll where they introduced the rugby-style tackling, and they're showing people how to do it with no pads on. And this allows you to go out there and do the same thing, but now you're not going to fall on your shoulder and, you know, break a collarbone. So there's it's twofold. So you're working on the new style technique, and you can go out there and make it as lifelike and realistic as possible. The second thing is all this negative media attention is directed at head injuries. Well, what's happening now is if you look at a normal season, and this is quoting a study done by the New Hampshire, you know, taking helmets off during practice, they say that there's 1,000 to 1,300 repetitive head impacts per season per player through the course of a college season. And you could stop tackling and say no more live tackling, but that's not the problem. The problem is that if you're in there and you're an offensive and defensive lineman, you're butting heads hundreds of times over the course of a week. And you do it through the course of a year, it adds up to 1,000 to 1,300 head impacts. And that's what's causing the problem. So when you implement our stuff, you're not going to use your head because you're not going to break your nose going head-to-head with somebody. What you're going to do is you're going to start using the techniques that coaches all coach you to do. It's using your hands. It's striking with your hands first. Because if you go and bury your head into somebody's chest as an offensive or defensive lineman or a linebacker or a fullback, you just got blocked. That's not what coaches want. They want you to use your hands so you can hit, separate, and get off blocks, or hit and make sure you don't let somebody separate if you're an offensive lineman. So what our gear is allowing people to do during the offseason is to work on all these techniques. And then during the season, you don't have all those repetitive head impacts with offensive and defensive linemen just banging heads every single snap. So it's really helping out on twofolds. You can do all the extra drills and make them safer in the offseason. And then during the season, you're reducing how many times your head's actually hitting another human. And if you look at the evolution of the football helmet and shoulder pads, they used to be, you know, used as a safety tool. Well, now helmets are bullets. They're not shields. And they've become a weapon. It's a 12-pound battering ram. And I played linebacker in the NFL. I was undersized. So I used my head as a battering ram. And it allowed me to play at the highest level. But when you look at it, you know, I could have been such a more effective player had my technique been more sound and had I learned to use my hands properly at practice. So it's really changing the way we are playing the game, but it's doing it for the right reasons, and it's actually improving you as a football player. So I hope that
answered
your question.
Yes, you did. And I know we're winding down on time. I just wanted to get one last one in from my end here. What is next for Rock Solid? I mean, where's the company go from here? Are you guys going to continue to pump out the helmet and shoulder pads and enhance that, or are there more products on the come up?
Absolutely. Good question. Well, first things first, you know, by the end of this year, we'll have 35 full-time team members on Rock Solid. We grew from about 15 and we'll be at 32 actually. So the company growth has been exponential. We are definitely going to always innovate the football world. So we started with our softshell helmets. We graduated to the softshell shoulder pads. We've got new helmet designs in the works. We've got a new shoulder pad that's in the works. Everything's protected via patent, so that's kind of cool. But we're always going to innovate in the football space. Now, once we get through and we saturate the football market, we already have patents drawn for other sports, other products. So we're definitely creating a brand here. You know, football's the tip of the iceberg. But we know and recognize that we want to make sure that we dominate the football world first. We're not going to get the cart before the horse here. We are going to make sure we walk before we run, and we run before we sprint. And the game plan for Rock Solid is definitely to dominate football, innovate, and continue innovating there. But we're also going to start reaching into other markets, other products, and things like that, and try and dominate the sports protection industry.
Amazing information. We'd like to, at least on a live broadcast, you got to send me out a sample so I can go and demonstrate it for people online. Fantastic information. It's so interesting to see how football continues to evolve, and the innovators involved in that process. People, you know, when they say fundamentally you're out there doing the same things, well, little tweaks change the game in a positive way, and that's something that I think, you know, you're doing really well and will continue to do. And
thank you.
As a fellow entrepreneur, you know, there's nothing better than seeing somebody come up with something and solving a problem where there was absolutely no product before. So I congratulate you on that. And thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. And, you know, it means the world that you guys had me and took the time to kind of listen to my story. And, you know, I love what you guys are doing. And, you know, hopefully we all, at the end of the day, you know, find some success and really make a big impact in the world that we're living in.
Great stuff. Thank you, Ja. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys, and I'll get some samples sent out there because we do have a new helmet that we'd be going with.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
We will demonstrate it.
All right, guys.
And before we go, Joey, just tell everybody where they could catch you on Twitter on the web.
So our handle is at LiveRockSolid, and we're on all the major social media platforms. And then our website is LiveRockSolid.com, www.LiveRockSolid.com.
Perfect. There you got it. LiveRockSolid.com. Joey LaRocque from Rock Solid. We'll see you soon. Thanks for being on, Joey.
Thanks, guys. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
Hi, guys.
All right, Rick. Well, we got about 45 seconds. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fantastic. Like you said, anytime you can take a problem and find a solution in the market space, and, you know, I thought he answered my first question extremely well because the price point was a problem in the past, and I'm glad to hear that it's come down because my dealings was it was still at that $75 price point range. So the fact that they've been able to kind of bring that down, I think it's great.
No, that – the widespread adoption allows it to be able to, you know, be adopted everywhere. So I got cut off somehow on my Periscope, and I guess we're done here. Thanks for being on. Can't stop, won't stop. Rick,
yeah.
You know, don't drive it to any Pokemon characters.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch one. By the time Monday rolls around, I'm going to have a whole collection, bro.
All right, we'll see you soon. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Happy weekend, everybody.
The following is a NUC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.